Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Today, I'll be guiding you through the practice of lament, using selections from the first three chapters of the Book of Lamentations. It will feel a little bit different from meditations you might be used to. So I encourage you to remain open-hearted during this time. For millennia, followers of God have expressed their sorrow, anxiety, anger, and fear in prayer. Sometimes it can feel strange to express such powerful, raw, negative emotions to God. It can feel like a lack of faith. But God does not need you to pretend your emotions away. God does not need to be protected from the strength of your feelings. Instead, God invites you to bring every emotion to Him. Today, if your heart is a little bit heavy, join me. Together, we will mourn what is wrong in the world, and we will call on God to repair it. We'll let the first three chapters of the Book of Lamentations guide us into prayer. Lamentations is a book of five poems that express the grief, anger, fear, and despair of survivors in the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem. In the poems, multiple poetic voices, some individual and some communal, call on God to see and to act. I'll read selections from this book and then give you space to express your feelings to God. God, we need you now. We need to know that we will not grieve forever. Thank you for the words of hope. Amen. Before we go further, let's take a moment to center our hearts, our minds, and our bodies. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, let go of any distractions. Be present right here. If your to-do list comes knocking, tell it that you'll be available later. For now, the only thing you need to do is to be present to God in this moment. Breathing in deeply in and out. Feel yourself grounded and steady here, in a safe place. Confess anything you feel is blocking your way to God. breathing in and out. Letting that breath expand in you, lifting the crown of your head toward the sky, loosening your neck and shoulders, filling your belly in, steadying your legs, breathe out. Keep breathing and thank God for His presence here with you now. As I read from the first chapter of Lamentations, listen as the poet describes the devastation of Jerusalem. Listen for notes that resonate for you. Jerusalem, once so full of people, is now deserted. She who once was great among the nations now sits alone like a widow. Once the queen of all the earth, she is now a slave. The roads to Jerusalem are in mourning. The crowds no longer come to celebrate the festivals. The city gates are silent. Her priests groan. Her young women are crying. How bitter is her fate! Her people groan as they search for bread. They have sold their treasures for food to stay alive. Oh Lord, look! She mourns. And see how I am despised. Describe to God the devastation you see around you now. The poet continues, "For all these things I weep. Tears flow down my cheeks. No one is here to comfort me. Any who might encourage me are far away. My children have no future, for the enemy has conquered us. Lord, see my anguish. My heart is broken, and my soul despairs. For I have rebelled against you. In the streets, the sword kills, and at home, there is only death. Name the things you're sad about, and call on God to see your anguish and despair. The poet continues to describe his sadness about what has happened to the city and its people. I have cried until the tears no longer come. My heart is broken. My spirit is poured out in agony as I see the desperate plight of my people. Little children and tiny babies are fainting and dying in the streets.
cry aloud before the Lord, O walls of beautiful Jerusalem. Let your tears flow like a river day and night. Give yourselves no rest. Give your eyes no relief. Rise during the night and cry out. Pour out your hearts like water to the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him in prayer, pleading for your children. For in every street, they are faint with hunger. These poems are written in Hebrew as acrostics. That is, the first verse begins with the letter A, the second with the letter B, and then C, D, and so on. Grief can feel so vast, sometimes it helps to have a structure or a container to hold it. If you're having trouble expressing your feelings to God, borrow this form. Let's say you're grieving loss of health. Begin with A. All the time I feel unwell. B. My body is betraying me with sickness. C. My career is at stake because of my illness. Continue on, naming the things that you're sad about. But in the midst of all this suffering, still the poet has hope. But this I call to mind, he says, and therefore I hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is so good to those who wait for Him, to the soul that seeks Him. If you're ready, let your heart turn toward hope now. Call to mind the ways that God has been faithful to you in the past, even in the midst of great difficulty. Name them and praise God for them. As we near the close of our time together, let these verses guide your breath. Breathe in God's steadfast love and breathe out, never ceases. Let your breathing grow deep and steady again. Breathe in God's steadfast love and breathe out, never ceases. God's steadfast love never ceases. Spend this next pause continuing your ABC list, this time of things you are hopeful for. Let's pray. God, thank you for the promise that you will never leave me or forsake me. Thank you that your love never ends, and your mercies are new every single morning. Thank you for hearing my cries. And thank you for sending Jesus to take on flesh, to live and die as one of us, and to conquer death. Even in moments of deep darkness and grief, I believe that you are good to those who wait for you. Help me to wait in hope. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God, as long as you need. Breathe in the hope that He brings. Until next time, may you meditate and abide in Christ.